You've probably heard about this little experiment out there in the mountains of Switzerland, the Large Hadron Collider. Have you heard of it? It's a 27-kilometer loop of superconducting magnets that's been smashing atoms into particles, basically refining the future of physics. Well, did you know that we here in the U.S. have our own massive particle collider right out here, just 60 miles from New York City, out there on Long Island? It's the Brookhaven National Laboratory's Particle Collider, and it has been smashing atoms for nearly 15 years and making their own tiny batches of subatomic soup to study. So we decided to head out on the Long Island Railroad and get an update. Well, actually, I didn't decide to go out there. Luke Grafskin, our video producer, did. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Ira.
So your trip is documented in our newest Science Friday video, How to Make Quark Soup.
Mm-hmm. That's a recipe of sorts.
I got to get this question out of the way. Are particle colliders fun?
Well, you know, I didn't think they were going to be that much fun. You know, you think of these concepts, you know, like atoms smashing into each other.
Right.
You kind of have to visualize them in your head. But when you get out there and you actually see a particle collider, what it is, this 2.4-mile-long tube filled with giant magnets that are cooled down to nearly absolute zero, and then you look at the areas where they're smashed together, these three-story mechanical feats of engineering that are just covered in magnets. They look like onions with wires coming in and out of it with metal and magnets. It's just this incredible piece of machinery that you just, it's stunning. Even on just a primal level, just being confronted with this much technology and expertise is just absolutely floored me. So yes, they absolutely are fun if you can kind of absorb this sort of, this level of human application of knowledge.
Right. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking with Luke Grafskin about his new video, How to Make Quark Soup. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. So the world's got this giant Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. It's making all sorts of discoveries about the fundamentals of particle physics. What are we doing with a collider on Long Island?
Well, you know, Long Island, you probably think of iced tea or maybe the Hamptons, you know, or something like that. But the collider out in Long Island, known as RIC, the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider, is doing something very different from what the Large Hadron Collider is doing. So you can think of it this way. The Large Hadron Collider is taking atoms, smashing them together, and trying to get the smallest pieces possible. That's how they discover things like the Higgs boson. What RIC is doing, the particle collider on Long Island, what they're doing there is they smash two gold ions together. They typically use gold, and the quarks and gluons that come out form this kind of soup. It's a primordial soup, and this is the soup that made up all matter right after the Big Bang. And what they want to see is, why does it form soup? You know, soup is their word. I'm not just calling it soup.
Yeah.
It behaves like a fluid. In fact, it behaves like a perfect fluid. Huh. So all the different quarks and gluons, they all kind of know each other, and they all kind of move around each other with no resistance whatsoever. More perfect than water. And they want to know why. Why does it do that? Mm-hmm. So, and they also want to know, at what stage does that quark-gluon plasma, this soup, this broth, become all the matter that we exist?
How it recombines together.
Yeah. At what stage does that happen? Why does that happen?
So what the Large Hadron Collider is doing is actually smashing these tiny bits into tiny little parts. And what's going on out at Brookhaven is they're putting them back together.
Yeah. They want to see what happens after that. So now you've got all these tiny parts. Now you put them together. What do they do? And what are the kind of different variables that you can put together? You know, if it's not two gold ions, and if it's one larger one and smaller one, like copper and gold, what happens then?
Mm-hmm. And I heard that you actually were on a quest of sorts.
Oh yes, when you hear about atom smashers, or you think like these massive, super hot explosions, hotter than, you know, 250,000 times hotter than the center of the sun, you think there's got to be a button somewhere that somebody presses,
big red button that turns it on.
Yes, exactly, or a switch, you know, a lever that somebody has to pull. There isn't. There's many, many switches and buttons that need to be pressed on a computer.
Right.
So that was a little disappointing. But I did find out that, you know, I also wanted to find out, where do they get these gold ions?
Like, what's the gold?
Is there a bar of gold that they're kind of shaving pieces off of?
Yeah, a little pocket knife.
So I found out that this entire time, they've of all these experiments, all the hundreds and thousands of times that they've smashed these ions together, they've only used about the amount of a small piece of foil of gold. That's how many.
That's it. Over 15 years.
Over 15 years. That's it.
A little foil, something like.
A little foil of gold. That's
wow.
it.
Wow. Something as big as a wrapper for your bubble gum or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So were you ever able to find the gold?
No. No, I didn't get to see
that. You went for the gold and you couldn't get the gold.
I couldn't see it. But it was very interesting to me because you have these sort of preconceptions in your head of what these sorts of experiments must be like. But there's so many different steps and so many different pieces of equipment and expertise, people that just focus completely on cooling down these magnets.
But you can go visit this collider, right?
Oh,
if you want to see it.
Yes. In the summers, you can go see it. It's free. As long as you're a U.S. citizen, you can go there. You can bring your whole family, and you could show your kids a particle collider.
And thank you, Luke. And in the meantime, we have a video up on our website by Luke Groskin, how to make quark soup up there on our website. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you, Sarah.